Hi, Ringo. Yes, Ringo.
Hi, Jenna. Okay. So I have a conversation with Valeria, and also I was reviewing the case before calling you.
Yep.
As requested. So first, after reviewing, I noticed that this, I mean, it is a bit weird case, because the last conversation that Valeria had with the caregiver stated that services were good, and also that there was like good communication. So I don't think it is because of the lack of communication. Of course, there is a lack of communication because there is no notes and there is
It might be related, but again, there's no notes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. So I wanted to speak with you and ask you if there is, if we can like implement something like some columns where we can add like the date that Valeria needs to follow up and call.
Well, I had those in. I had those in on your list. The day one, day two, day three. There are. Day one, day two. Look at the list. There's columns.
And the checkbox.
Day four, day six. Those have to have notes on them.
Okay.
But if you look at this case, right, how it checked out, she has them all checked off with notes only on day one.
Yeah, it's ready for coordination case as well.
You're ready for coordination. This is not acceptable. You know?
Yeah, I got you.
All of those, they're already has it set up, but she's not doing the notes.
She wasn't. I mean, I spoke with her and she told me that she was focusing on the new cases that she was receiving to activate all of those cases.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
still,
I
of course, there are no notes.
She's at 54 cases. I see that. I get it.
Yeah.
But you got to find time just to, if she's checking the box, there has to be a note.
A note, yeah.
Okay?
I got you.
One other thing, if you can please address while we're on the phone. There's a case, Navarro Williams. This is another Alyssa one. We talked about this one already.
Yep.
That the aide had perfect clock ins and outs, and she fired the aide for still not 100% clear why.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her for an explanation, and her response was that the SE didn't give her a last day of service. Can you please look at that and figure out what on earth is going on?
Okay. Well, I know that this caregiver is able to work with this patient because, I mean, there was clock in and clock out. I saw that. But he has a waiver, and the caregiver said that the patient is switching agencies.
That's not what the notes say.
Let me check. Because she told me the... What?
It is, again, the notes are that there's no communication, the services are canceled. Okay? That's her note. But, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see here.
She talks. It says that she talks to the patient at the end of February. She talks to the. Now I understand that, but she has to give warnings, put in notes about warnings, right? Can they communicate with the SC? She can't just decide one day to the next to temper without. They shouldn't be temping visits without Nina, myself, or your approval.
Exactly. Yeah.
And she did so anyway. When I asked her why, right? When I asked her, and then she didn't talk to the aide about it, she just did it. And then so now we have to pay unemployment. When I asked her why, right?
Yeah, there was a call to the SC asking for the last day.
Right, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking you, again, there's a process you have to follow. You can't just do whatever you want.
Yeah. In general question, this caregiver, I mean, I know that he has a waiver or something like that, but he's not able to take another case if he's able to?
Which caregiver?
This caregiver for Navarro Williams.
Let me just look up his name. If his background is bad, he can't work for someone else.
Yeah. There is a background, and he had a waiver. He signed a waiver to work with this patient.
It means that he was employed only for this client.
Okay.
Antoine?
And Wayne Melvin, yes.
I'll have to look at the file again, but if he, again, if he... CDC waiver, and CDC.
Still, I'll address with both, at least in...
No, robbery, firearms, criminal, he can't be hired from anyone. Aggravated assault, no.
No.
No, he cannot be hired for anyone else. Okay, he can't be hired for anyone else. The problem is that since we didn't talk to him, we just cut him, right? We didn't have a real clear reason why we were cutting him, and it wasn't discussed before. We have to pay him unemployment.
Okay.
So she just cost us thousands of dollars by just doing what she wanted.
But, I mean, I'll try to do something, but if I call the patient and the caregiver to find out if they can work again, would it be fixed, or...?
Well, he's not going to... You file for unemployment, but if he's going to work for somewhere else, then it doesn't matter because we won't actually have to pay, but... Right now, I think they're still in off. I mean, we could just continue to pay him, technically, or we could get timesheets or clocks or something for the remaining time, you know? But it's just a bit of a mess. I have to figure out exactly what to do with it. But I need an explanation from Alyssa. The notes are very not clear on the time frames and what happened. She does talk to them, she doesn't talk to them, and then all of a sudden there's a note, cutting services because of no communication.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I have her adding the note because she told me all this I told you, but there's no note, like...
Okay, so have her at least put in the note so I have a clear understanding.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.